Oh boy, I'm starting to feel defeated. You know, I thought this might be a cool thing to do, put out a podcast every night this week, some kind of episode. The sound quality obviously is terrible because we're just talking into our phones, but you know, it'd be real, it'd be honest, it'd be nice. You fuck with me once, you know, shame on me. Fuck with me twice, shame on you, or something like that. Look, I just got an email from Brandon. You know him as WrestleBrand on Twitter. He calls himself the heel, but that will catch on almost as much as the big dog. He sent me his NXT recap. NXT just ended a little while ago. I watched it, and so did he. He claims, I gotta tell you, I'm not expecting much. I'm not expecting anything. I don't know. I'll be happy if he even says the words NXT. That'd be nice. Look, I'm warning you before you even listen to it. I just saw that the audio is about 11 minutes long, so. Just be warned, and let's see what happens. Here we go.
Welcome to Russell
Fania.
WrestleFania, the only podcast in the entire world about the very real sport of professional wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, this is day 3 of WrestleFania week. I am the host with the most, I am the greatest heel on Twitter and the greatest heel in podcast history. I am at WrestleBrand, Brandon, whatever you want to call me, except Mike. All right, I can deal with an insult even, but never call me Mike. That is the dumbest name ever. So before I talk about the go-home episode of NXT, I need to first address the WrestleBrand universe. All of you out there, because Mike, who begs me to do this podcast with him, because he knows he is nothing without me, has once again made false accusations against me. He is trying to blame me for reading the results of SmackDown Live and 205 Live from the previous week. Listen, I still have a VCR. Mike came to New York City, all the way from Massachusetts, put a blank tape into the VCR. And on that blank tape, apparently he had recorded both SmackDown Live and 205 Live from the previous week. I thought I was watching live television, ladies and gentlemen. Mike set me up because he is a cheating, good-for-nothing, piece-of-shit babyface. People call me the heel. I call myself the heel. But I'm not a cheater. Mike is a cheater. I'm not a liar. Mike is a liar. And he's supposed to be the baby face? Are you kidding me? But the good news is the WrestleBrand universe now knows the truth. I was framed. Not my fault we both still have outdated technology. But listen, I am here to talk about the go home episode of NXT and what an episode it was. I am so excited for the next edition of NXT. I mean, before I continue though, this idea of NXT is such a brilliant, revolutionary idea. Like, it is introducing the future superstars. It gives us a look at who could one day be headlining WrestleMania. So I greatly enjoyed watching this week, seeing where it is heading next week. So the show starts off, and out come our pros. We have Jericho, we have The Miz, we have United States Champion R-Truth, we have William Regal, we have Christian. The pros come out. Then the rookies come out. The remaining rookies, I should say. So Wade Barrett, Justin Gabriel, Heath Slater, and the man who I think could win this whole thing, at least at the time, David A-List Otunga. Now, they all get a chance to speak about who they feel should be eliminated. Then we have our opening contest, which is really cool because we see the pros team up with the rookies. So we have Christian teaming up with his rookie, Heath Slater, going against the team of R-Truth, who again is the current United States champion. That is current as in March 29th, 2017. And he is teaming up with none other than his rookie, David A-List Otunga. And let me tell you, Mr. Otunga proves how A-List he is when he gets the pinfall victory over Heath Slater. I'm going to tell you something. In 10 years, 5 years, whatever, Heath Slater is at best going to be a commentator. He's not going to be a great singles competitor. He's not even going to be one half of a tag team fresh off a championship reign. No. He's going to be at best a commentator. Probably gone from the company altogether. But David A-List Otunga, he is going to be the main event. Whew, that man excites me. Plus, he's married to Jennifer Hudson. You know they're probably banging all the time. I mean, wow, what a lucky, lucky man. Then we had heel Michael Cole in the ring, and he's really upset at Daniel Bryan because, spoiler alert, but last week, physicality broke out. You see, Daniel Bryan got so fed up with everybody crapping on him. His pro, The Miz, was crapping on Michael Cole week after week, ripping into him, telling him he has no future. Well, you know what? I gotta side with Michael Cole on this. Daniel Bryan will never get over in the WWE. He's an indie wrestler all the way. He's never going to amount to anything. He's never going to headline a WrestleMania. He's never going to win the WWE Championship. He's never going to win the Intercontinental title. At best, maybe he'll be like a comedy act. Maybe they'll throw him in like some makeshift tag team with Kane that will like never get over before he fades away forever into obscurity. But yeah, he has no future in the company. I'm with Michael Cole 100% on this one. But, you know, Michael Cole, rightfully so, demands an apology from Daniel Bryan. And guess what? Because Daniel Bryan sucks and does not know what is good for him, he does not apologize to Michael Cole, who is, with the exception of me, probably the second greatest heel in history. So that happens, and then it is time for the NXT main event. I'm pretty sure this will one day be the main event of a WrestleMania. Like, looking ahead into the future, this could easily be for the WWE Championship. The main event was Wade Barrett versus Justin Gabriel. And the right man won. The right man went over. I mean, I like Wade Barrett, but Justin Gabriel definitely has a more promising future in the WWE, and he got the pinfall win. Then it came time to decide what rookie is going to be eliminated. You know, I told myself to stay strong during this part, but because the WWE sucks and they do not listen to their goddamn fans, they eliminated the A-lister. But you know what? You know what? Everything I said before is still going to come true, because David Otunga is that damn good, and he will not be kept down, all right? He will not be kept down. He's the A-lister, man. He's the fucking A-lister. The motherfucking A-lister. Oh, God, I love David Otunga so much. What a worker. What a worker. Whew, A-list all the way. So, this is the go-home show, as I said. Next week, NXT is the finals. We will find out who will win a WWE contract. Will it be Heath Slater? Wrong. Will it be Wade Barrett? Maybe, but probably not. It is most definitely going to be Justin Gabriel. Because if it's not going to be the A-lister, it has to be Justin Gabriel, right? I mean, those two definitely have the most promising futures. Like, main eventing WrestleMania in 10 years futures. So anyways, that is it for this week. I'm looking forward to recapping the finals with you later on. I am at WrestleBrand on Twitter. Follow me. Cyberbully my co-host Mike at WrestleWatch on Twitter. Follow the podcast at WrestleFaniaPod on Twitter. Go to fansonexperts.com, or as I like to call it, fansonexperts.com. It's like a bucket of chicken. Fansonexperts. Makes no goddamn sense because Mike is a fucking moron. But that's another podcast for another time. Like tomorrow. Because blockbuster announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 2 of the Heelcast will be recorded and released tomorrow night. Suck it, Mike.
Okay, I'm not even... I can't even say I'm angry anymore. I'm concerned. I need to, you know, text his wife. I'm thinking Brandon might have had a stroke recently because something isn't right. I mean, he talked about... First, I thought maybe he was a time traveler, but he talked about stuff that, you know, he gave today's date. But he's talking about... Well, you know what he's talking about. It's ridiculous. I don't know what to say, but that was not our NXT. This is.
Cause it calls only calls.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Mike. Mikey, Wrestle Watcher on Twitter. I'm here for real talking about tonight's go-home episode of NXT for real. Not that garbage you had to put up with. Hopefully, you could have just fast-forwarded. I told you it was 11 minutes. You should have just fast-forwarded through it, but luckily you're here with me now. I apologize. I'm talking into my phone, but let's get into it. Tonight's is the last NXT episode and the last go-home episode of the week before WrestleMania weekend, and specifically for NXT, before their takeover show in Orlando. You know, hey, I'm fairly excited for the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday's going to be a blast, but Saturday night's going to be just me by myself on my laptop having fun watching wrestling. So let's talk about the NXT show. You know, there's a big triple threat. What is it? Elimination match? I think it's an elimination match. It's a big triple threat match for the NXT Tag Team Champions. DIY, Authors of Pain, and The Revival. All of these teams are worthy and fun. And tonight they kind of had a little go-home match to build it up. It was just a triple threat match between Akam, Gargano, and Wilder. And The Revival, being the awesome heels they are, won in a dastardly, tricky way. It was really cool. Just kind of gets you excited. That match is going to be friggin' outstanding. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And this is the nice thing about NXT. It's an hour long. It's going to be quick and easy. And the recap is even shorter. Now, then we had a little recap about, you know, Asuka and Ember Moon. I'm not quite sure Ember Moon's ready to take the NXT championship away from Asuka. But it'd be nice if Asuka could maybe get to Raw, because they need more women up there in Raw. Not SmackDown, and Raw. But they had a little, wait a minute, where am I? Oh, no. I'm almost going out of order here. They had a little promo for Tommy End, who is going to be known as Aleister Black. He's there. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, and he's going to be taking on Cien Almas on Saturday. Ooh, that's going to be fun. Then we had Heavy Machinery, who are... Okay, Tucker Knight and Otis Dozovic. I'm thinking Tommy Knight, Tucker Knight is the shorter, fatter one. And I tweeted that it looks as if Rhino and a bowling ball had a baby, because that's what this guy looked like. He looked like a strong son of a bitch, but he was as wide. He was like a perfect cube. He was a perfect square. And it was a quick squash match. It was just, you know, taking on a couple... Excuse me, just strapping my dog into his harness as we go outside. This is real life, everybody. This is reality. But they were just taking on a couple scrubbinis just to bring these, show these guys are a new tag team. And I don't know if that means that we're losing a tag team. Maybe a tag team's going up to Raw or SmackDown. Raw could use them. Raw could use another tag team also. You know, they could use maybe the Revival. I don't know. DIY. We'll find out. Hopefully somebody will show up on Monday. But that was a quick nothing match. Then we had the most professional contract signing I've ever seen in WWE. It was done in an office with a really cool wooden WWE sign. There was no fighting. There was a little verbal sparring between Ember Moon and Asuka. William Regal kept everything professional. He is a gentleman, and he is a very good general manager. He wished Ember Moon luck, and Asuka basically talked about how she's not ready. Then we had a little, you know, neither the champion nor the challenger for the NXT championship were on the show for the go-home show. So was it really a go-home show? I don't know. It was more just, you know, the last show that they filmed before the live show. It might not even be the last show they filmed. It's, in timing-wise, though, it's the last show they showed before the live NXT takeover. So I'm going to be a little quieter now because I'm going into the house. I don't want to wake my wife up. She has to get up early for work. What was I talking about? Something about NXT. Oh, yeah, they just had a video recap of Rude and Shinsuke. The other guy was, you know, in attendance. That was quick and... Trying to promote the big match for Saturday night. We also had like a promo from Paul. It was a very 80s promo. They were in a dark room, and he's talking about how he's going to crush all of them, all the other tag teams. So that was cool. That was fun, old-fashioned wrestling promo. And then the last match of the night, Cassius Ohno, and I believe might be the first match I've ever actually seen Cassius Ohno slash Chris Hero ever be in. I think I fast-forwarded the last NXT. I've seen matches. This is the first one I actually watched with him. I don't know. He looks like he's in a Team USA basketball sweater. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But as I predicted, or as I was guessing, he beat Elias Sampson. Elias Sampson, as a winner, as the loser, now has to leave NXT. To me, what does that mean? That means, and I'm going to say it, I wouldn't be shocked if he shows up for the Battle Royal on Sunday. If he shows up for the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which is at the kickoff show, which we will be watching in my house before we head down to my brother's, who my brother lives less than a mile away. So it's not like we're missing much. But my cousin WrestleBrand and my cousin NH Punk, Joey and Brandon, will be coming over here about 3:30 on Sunday. 4 o'clock, we're going to go live till about 5. Then we're going to watch some pre-show till about 6:30. Head down to my brother's till about 11:30. Woo! But WrestleFania week is not over yet. No. There's still 3 more nights before the big event. Tomorrow night, the very rare actual WrestleFania episode, the WrestleMania preview show, where Brandon and myself actually will get together and talk, will be insane. Then Friday night, we're going to do another recap for the Hall of Fame, just giving our quick thoughts about that. Saturday night, our recap for NXT TakeOver. Sunday, the live show, and then the instant recap show. And yeah, then we're done. Then you probably won't hear from us till Brandon does his episode for Payback. So that's it for me tonight. Quick and painless, quick and easy. NXT is a nice, fun hour show. You can get through it so fast. But the one thing you want to be sure is you watch the NXT from this year. Okay, Brandon? This year. Now, what I'm afraid of is Friday, he's going to be talking about Warrior or Iron Sheik or Jake the Snake, you know, with the Hall of Fame talk. You know, he's very unreliable, and you see what I have to put up with, you know? He calls himself a heel, but really, it's almost like he should just be calling himself sad, because it's sad and he needs help. But we're going to get him that help, because Sunday we're going to have an intervention live on Facebook. I'm out of here. Good night. Fans not experts.